Talking with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, let's talk a little bit about this action that your board of directors has taken on a kind of remote basis as far as the cattle market and the worries about it. Tell me about this resolution.
Yeah, our board was able to meet via teleconference today, obviously, and work on this. And there's been some concern and also some opportunity. And things are moving very fast on the federal level regarding potential aid. And we wanted to make sure that as a cattle industry, we were involved in those discussions. And our policy did not clarify or allow for us to be involved in discussions regarding direct payments. We've long had history against those types of programs, direct payments, preferring other types of indemnity for disaster assistance. However, these are unprecedented. We're in uncharted territory, Ron, as you and I have talked about. And so we wanted to be at the table in order to advocate for Oklahoma beef cattle producers. And so that was one of the main reasons that our board pulled together so that we could be a part of those discussions on the federal level.
I guess what there's a couple of elements within this resolution, not only asking Uncle Sam for some help and to make sure that we don't jeopardize the financial well-being of our cattle producers and be able to go forward, but also I guess what of a little bit of a plea put out to the packers to get right with the producers when it comes to wholesale box beef trade.
Yeah, that's correct. And we've all seen the pictures on the retail side of the empty beef cases, which we're very grateful for. I mean, that's good. We love the fact that the American consumer is coming for our product. And we also know that on the flip side, restaurant beef demand is down, but we're seeing elevated box beef prices. And yet the futures trade is just absolutely disconnected from those cutout values. And so what we're encouraging and we're asking and calling upon the packing industry in our country to consider the cutout values for beef when they offer their bids for live cattle rather than the futures trade, because, well, as I mentioned, it's just so the futures is just so disconnected from what actual true value, what we believe actual true value of cattle is. This is probably, honestly, a longstanding problem, but it's just really exacerbated during this really unprecedented time. And so we wanted to make sure that we made that statement, and working with our partners in the packing industry, we view them as partners, but at the same time, we're asking them to step up to the plate and recognize the true value of beef cattle at this time.
Yeah, I know that you're watching this very closely, and that the board also kind of put in the caveat or the next step of reviewing this policy at your annual meeting come July.
That's right, and we put that on the bottom because this is moving and is so flexible. And it just really has been such longstanding policy that we do not support direct payments in view of low market prices, again, preferring other types of indemnity, that we wanted to, the board wanted to put this in there to say, look, we want membership to review this at our next annual meeting. We don't want this policy to have a 3-year term unless membership wants to do that. And obviously some of that is hope and prayer that this current situation will be as resolved as possible by that time, and we won't need this. And so that's certainly in our prayers, but at the same time, we have to be real and deal with what we have. And I should mention, too, Ron, we put in there a call for an emergency declaration for agriculture, and we've been on the phone with Secretary Arthur, and she is just doing a yeoman's job in navigating, again, just completely new territory for all of agriculture, as is, do we believe, Governor Stitt in this time. And so we commend them for that. But we're really calling upon an emergency declaration specific to agriculture so that we can then be eligible and elevate agriculture on the federal level for some of these disaster programs that we need to put in place.
I guess what at the federal level, this is moving pretty quickly. I understand that what Department of Homeland Security has issued some guidance on basically designated food and agriculture as one of 16 critical industries in this country.
Yes, and that is fundamental, and we're very pleased with that, to see that. We all know that agriculture is food and fiber, and shelter is just critical, and we have to keep those structures, those supply chains in place. And so we're very thankful that HSA has done that on the the Homeland Security has done that on the federal level. So that's very good. We need to keep those types of recognitions happening to make sure we continue to be able to allow our producers to produce food and facilitate moving those commodities to eventually to the grocery store in this case.
I guess what the proof is going to be in the pudding as far as these cattle markets are concerned, whether or not packers kind of step up in the next few days into next week and start maybe reflecting a little more value for these animals, right?
Yeah, that's right. And we're sharing this, and we're certainly not the only ones who've done this. NCBA initiated this process a couple of days ago, calling on the packing industry to do this. We wanted to broaden and increase the volume of what they're calling, what they did, because we're in total agreement with them. We're sending this, our policy, to our sister organizations in other states saying, hey, we would welcome you to join us in this call, and I know Nebraska has already recognized and done some policy as well. So I think if state cattlemen's associations would kind of get together and elevate this, increase the volume, I think I'm hopeful that the packing sector would respond and respond positively and help the industry out. We all have to work together on this. This again, as we said, and I know it's kind of a broken record, but we're in uncharted territory, and we really need to step up and work together, because we know the American consumer loves our product, and so we want to make sure that we all keep in a very sustainable system and keep the beef chain in supply. So that's what our board wanted to address today.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.